So I've edited together 7 videos, as well as taking photos for some internal things, I guess, for the unified command. But 7 photos, which include, drone footage and a progress report, the First Nations seining crew, the radio tagging of the salmon, and several other videos that highlight all of the efforts that have been occurring since July on a pretty massive basis. It really seems like a military operation to save the salmon, which is really inspiring and really cool, and I hope to see that in the future. I hope to see more preventative and proactive operations like this in the future, in regards to preserving our land and waters in a way that's going to be more affected by climate change rapidly in the future. So I hope to see more of this unified command, and I'm hoping to go back within the next month or so to create an actual larger, almost full-length documentary on the piece to highlight the collaboration and just the work and the spirit of the salmon and all of that. So that's going to be really exciting.
Okay, great. And was it difficult to film this?
Oh yeah, it was difficult. It was fun. I got to go on the helicopter a few times, but one particular day I got to actually be the only person to get on the edge of the cliff where the rock scalers are scaling down 300 feet, and I got to be harnessed up and I got to lean out the cliff, holding my camera out as these awesome rock scalers are going down the cliff. I got to record them and give them a GoPro that I had, so we got some incredible footage. And yeah, it was just being kind of in the whole middle of it all was something that I really enjoy. I love being in the middle of everything where the action is. So it was exhilarating and it was fun, but it was hectic as I had to culminate hundreds of hours of footage that they've already shot into, 7 distinct videos with their own stories. But yeah, I want to go back. I just came back from Big Bar on Sunday, and immediately I want to stay out there and keep filming.
And those 7 videos, so can the public watch them?
Yeah, they are going to be for release. They were made solely for that reason, to inform the public and show and educate people on what's actually going on. So I think I've posted on Facebook at least the drone video, the progress report video with biologist Mike Hawkshaw, who kind of has a voiceover just over this drone footage that shows the progress from July 26th to September 13th, and he kind of explains what we're seeing in the drone footage, which is absolutely incredible. Like, it shows the scale of the whole thing. And I think the province of BC or the Department of Fisheries are going to be posting the videos. I know that they're already uploaded on YouTube, on the province's YouTube channel. So that's a way to kind of view them right now.
Okay. And how were you selected then for the project? Did they reach out to you?
Yeah, they reached out to me. They were looking for a filmmaker who is readily available within a day or two to pack up and head to the landslide. I think, they were hopefully looking for somebody who is a bit, like a little adrenaline junkie like myself, where I was able to get, onto the side of the cliff. So I hope they chose the right person.
And last question I had for you, with salmon, of course, having such a strong meaning for Indigenous peoples, did you feel it had quite a bit of meaning for you?
Oh, for sure. That was something, the biggest reason why I wanted to go is because not only does my community, Planning Cove, really value and respect the salmon, as we also need the salmon to eat and store food for the wintertime. That was one of the biggest reasons I wanted to go. I wanted to see what's exactly happening. I wanted to get it right in the middle and see how this is all happening and see the salmon Salmon's tenacity and effort to try so hard to get, you know, to swim hundreds, sometimes 1,000+ kilometers to get back to their spawning ground, and in that process feed not only people and humans, but, you know, feed the bears, feed the wolves, feed the cranes, and, you know, the nitrogen from their bodies feeding the trees. So it's a, you know, the salmon is not only a crucial part of our indigenous way of life, but really the way of life of, you know, British Columbia. It's a massive artery that, you know, brings life to British Columbia. And I think hopefully these videos spread more awareness about that and change our relationship to the waters and land, because I think the people who were working on the project have definitely changed a bit. I was asking them, I said, like, hey, has this changed your relationship with the planet, the Mother Earth, the river, to the fish? And a lot of them said that this experience, they wouldn't have gotten it otherwise. And to have all of these different people from all over the world and all different organizations come together to save the salmon, I hope it was an honor to be a part of it, and I hope I can keep being a part of it and tell the story.